I'm Lev Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 25. It's a really very short Wonder Chapter. Let's really start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision, and thank you for always being there for us. But then, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done, and what I failed to do, because may you please forgive us, may you send down your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, come and protect us in everything that we do. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 25. Bildad. Then Bildad the Shishat replied, "Dominion and all belong to the Lord. He establishes order in the heights of heaven. Can his forces be numbered? Or whom does his light not rise? How then can a mortal be righteous before God? How can one be born of a woman be pure, if even the moon is not bright and the stars are not pure in his heights? How much less of a mortal who is but a maggot, a human being who is only a worm?" And that is where our Wonder Chapter ends. I said it's a really very short Wonder Chapter, and I just have two things that I want us to pick across. The first one comes from verse 4. How then can a mortal be righteous before God? How can one be born of a woman be pure? Amen. Today, Bildad is questioning, is asking us that how can we be righteous before the Lord? Because we know that the Lord loves the righteous, and his paths are for those who are righteous. So the question is, what is righteousness? When you sit down and ask yourself, what does righteousness mean? What's your definition of righteousness? To me, righteousness is just living in the way of the Lord. It's submitting and accepting to the ways of the Lord. So how can we live in a righteous path? By surrendering and submitting to God. It's as simple as that. And yes, when you put it in action, it's not as simple as that, because we know so many things call us nowadays. We know how the things of the earth are calling us by our names. But the Bible is reminding us that we have to seek for righteousness. We have to always fight for righteousness. We have to be obedient. We have to be respectful. We have to always keep in mind the Ten Commandments and put them in practice. And in that way, we shall be righteous, and we shall live in a righteous path. Not until we start being obedient, not until we start respecting, not until we start putting in practice what we have learned, then we cannot be righteous. Then we are actually distancing ourselves from righteousness. But for how long will you do that? That's a question. Bible is calling us that in whatever that we do, we have to advocate for righteousness. And lastly, from verses 5 to 6, it says, "If even the moon is not bright enough and the stars not pure enough in his eyes, how much less a mortal who is but a maggot, a human being who is only a worm." And this just shows us how much the Lord loves us. Amen. That even after us being so worthless, he puts us on top of everything. Can you imagine? He values us more than the sun. He values us more than every non-living things we don't even see. Even on top of the living things that breathe, that have life in them, he puts us on top. How much love does he have for us? And does it just not make you sit down and wonder, like, oh, how much love the Lord has for me, how much love the Lord has for you, and how much does it break him when we do not reciprocate this love back? How many times have you broken the Lord? That's a personal question that only you can answer. But not until you sit down and reflect and genuflect on your life, how much pain have you caused the Lord? But it's never too late. The Bible is telling us that regardless of everything that we go, the Lord still loves us. The Lord is still rooting for us. He still believes that we can change. And why don't we start the change now? Why do you want to wait until tomorrow? That's a short message you had for us today. Get some time. Read Job chapter 25. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. God, mighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and what I failed to do, may you please forgive us, Father. May you have mercy on us, Father, for all the times that we have not been righteous, for all the times that we have not thought the path of the righteous. We pray that may you please forgive us, and may you always be there for us. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name. And that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.